感谢主，
刚刚唱这首诗歌就让我想起圣经上有两个人。
Praise the Lord. The hymn we just sang and remind me two people in the Bible.
一个就是主耶稣的大使徒彼得。
One is the Lord's disciple Peter.
还有一个就是写腓立比书的保罗。
And then the other one is Paul who wrote Philippians.
如果我们记得彼得在主耶稣上十字架之前曾经三次不认主。
If we remember that Peter denied Lord three times.
然而在主复活之后主却特别来向彼得显现。
The Lord appeared to Peter after his resurrection.
主三次问彼得说你爱我吗？
The Lord asked Peter three times, do you love me?
我想我们都熟悉那一段的圣经。
We all know those verses.
然后主就用他的爱来呼召彼得跟随他。
Then the Lord Peter by His love and to follow the Lord.
当彼得应主的呼召要跟从之后
，When Peter answered the call of the Lord and would like to follow Him.
我们看见彼得就问主耶稣一个问题。
And then we see Peter asked the Lord one question.
你要看到旁边还有一个人。
Because he saw there's another person by his side.
他就问主耶稣说那人将来如何。
And then he asked the Lord, and what about this man, Lord?
主就告诉彼得说。
And the Lord told Peter.
他如何不干你的事。
And what has to do with, what he has to do with you.
你来跟从我吧。
Just follow me.
感谢主，主就，彼得就这样子跟随主，直到最后为主殉道。
Praise the Lord, and Peter just followed the Lord like this until to the day, and then he was martyred.
那使徒彼得写腓立比书的使徒保罗写腓立比书的时候
，When Paul wrote the epistle Philippians,
我们知道保罗已经得着了那天上的启示。
We know Paul received a revelation from heaven.
他对主已经有非常的认识。
And he had already known the Lord.
他也经历主的恩和大能。
He had experienced the great power of the Lord.
然而他在腓立比书他却这么说。
But in Philippians he says,
他说我不以为自己已经得着。
I do not consider that I already have received.
我乃是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。
But I will forget things behind, I will lay things behind and press on to the goal set before me.
盼望早晨主也这样子来呼召我们。
I hope the Lord will call us this morning.
叫我们不去管别人怎么样。
And let us not consider what other people say to us.
我们就简单的答应主的呼召来跟从他。
Let's just simply answer the call from the Lord and follow him.
叫我们也效法保罗一样。
Let us to imitate Paul.
不以为自己已经得着了。
We do not consider that we already have received.
不管我们过去得着了多少。
No matter what we have received in the past.
也不管我们过去有多少的失败。
And no matter how many failure we had in the past.
愿早晨我们都能够忘记背后。
May all forget what is behind.
努力面前。
And press on.
的标杆来直跑。
And towards the goal.
我们先一同来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
请我们打开希伯来书。
Book of Hebrews.
早晨我要读的经文主要都是在希伯来书。
It's mainly our scriptures is from Hebrews.
请我们先翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们读第一和第二两节。
Verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and then the sin which is easily ensnares us.And let us run with endurance the race that is set for us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and that has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，请我们再往前翻到第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十一章我们读第一、第二两节。
Verse 1 and
2. 信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now,
我们因着信 就知道诸世界是神借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的、啊、对不起，好，读到第二节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
好，我们接下来要读在同一章第十一章，我们要从第八节、读到第十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 8-19.
亚盼因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找异乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as is in the foreign country, dwelling in tent with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He waited for the which has foundations, those builder and maker of God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithfully who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who said such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called them to mind the country from which they have come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when tested, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he was received him in a figurative sense.
我们最后再读第十一章的三十九和四十两节。
Chapter 11, verse 39 and 40.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided things better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
这边讲到、这些人得因信得了美好的证据，也 他的意思也是讲到美好的见证。
And here talking about the good test through faith.
好，那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们来到你话语面前，我们带着感恩的心。
Lord, we come before your words with a grateful heart.
因为我们知道，直到今日，你仍然恩待我们。
And we know you have grace on us till now.
你仍然要向我们说话。
You still speak to us.
主，早晨我们愿意侍立在你的面前。
This morning we want to stand before you.
主，我们愿意再听见你所要对我们说的话。
And we want to hear the words that you speak to us.
主，我们也仰望你的圣灵帮助我们。
And we look for the Holy Spirit.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
好，叫我们能够活在你的面前。
So that we can live before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主，在七月底，我有机会参加今年西海岸的基督徒特会。
Praise the Lord, at the end of July, I had the opportunity to attend the West Coast Christian Conference.
对，今年特会的主题经文，也就是上个月我和弟兄姐妹所教以赛亚书第43章。
The verses mainly they use is what I have fellowshiped, which is in Isaiah 43.
对，第十节就是耶和华说，你们是我的见证。
Verse 10, you are my witnesses, says the Lord.
我个人在今年的特会中有许多方面的得着。
I have received many insight from the conference.
对，其中最特别的一点就是我看见了那许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们。
And especially one is I have seen a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
当我看见那些负责传讲神话语的年长弟兄们。
When I see the elderly speakers,
有70多岁的、80多岁的，还有100多岁。
They're over 70, 80, or even over 100 years old.
当他们站在那里传讲神话语的时候
，When they speak for the Lord,
我从他们身上看见如同云彩般的见证。
I see a great witnesses like clouds surround me.
神借着他们激励众人的心。
Through them, God encouraged our heart.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹能够有机会上网啊，来听这些神在这末后的世代向教会所说的宝贵的信息。
I hope we will have opportunity to get online to listen to the message, and then those are the word precious words that the Lord speak to us.
因为神的心意实在是盼望我们能够和历世历代的众圣徒一同。成为主的见证人。
Because God desires us to become the witnesses with all the generations, all the saints from all generations.
那么我们还是再来回想一下，神为什么要拣选人做他的见证
？And let us recall why God has to choose man to be His witnesses.
在诗篇第八篇2-5节那边告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 8, verse 2-5 tells us,
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
Out of the mouths of the babes and the nursing infants, you have old strength.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Because of your enemy that may silence the enemy avenger.
我们知道这里讲到的仇敌就是神的仇敌，魔鬼撒旦。
We know the enemy is the enemy of God. It's Satan.
所以我们看见是神的心意，他要借着那他所造的人来使仇敌闭口无言。
We know this is the heart desire of the Lord that he will silence the enemy and the avenger through man.
诗人接着说：“我观看你指头所造的天。”并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
And then David says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars."
便说人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他
？And then, what is man that you are mindful of them? And then the son of man that you visited him.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor.
所以我们看见这实在是神的智慧和怜悯。
We see this wisdom of God and His mercy.
神要借这些比天使微小一点的人。
And then through man, which is lower than angels.
神要借着我们这些是用尘土所造的人。
And then through man that is made from dust.
来向仇敌夸胜。
And then Lord will boast His victory to the enemy.
神还要把那尊贵和荣耀 赐给我们作为冠冕。
And he will crown us with his glory and honor.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我就愿意借着在特会当中彭弟兄从希伯来书里面所交通的那些如云彩般的见证人，与弟兄姐妹来交通亚伯拉罕。
I would like to fellowship the story of Abraham through the message from Brother Peng in the West Coast Conference.
也就是说从亚伯拉罕身上我们看见一个走天路的见证人。
And then through Abraham, we will see a testimony from Abraham, which is we walk on this pilgrim journey.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上看见这见证人他的一生一条属天的道路。
And from Abraham we see a witness of God is he walk on the pilgrim journey.
这一条路也是一条信心的道路。
This journey is a journey of faith.
所以我们在希伯来书第十一章里面我们看到有三次提到亚伯拉罕因着信。
In a book of Hebrew, it mentioned three times, about Abraham is called by faith.
第一讲到他的蒙召。
The first one is, the call of Abraham.
这里告诉我们亚伯拉罕那信心生活的开始。
This is the beginning of his faithful life.
第二他讲到他寄居在应许地。
And then mentioned, and then he is a stranger in the promised land.
这里给我们看见亚伯拉罕信心生活的一个过程。
Here we see the process of his faithful life.
当他在应许地的寄居生活当中
，during his journey in the promised land，
我们看见神多次的试验亚伯拉罕。
We know God tested him many times.
神要来制作他的信心。
And it will make him be faithful.
最后，我们看见亚伯拉罕因着信，他把以撒献上。
By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac.
这里让我们看见亚伯拉罕那信心生活的高峰。
And then we see the highlight of his faithful life of Abraham.
所以当我们一同来看亚伯拉罕是如何跟随主走这条天路。
And so let's see how Abraham followed the Lord and walked on the pilgrim.
他的信心生活最主要的有这三个重要的阶段。
And he has this three steps which is very important.
在整本圣经里头用了许多的篇幅来记载亚伯拉罕的事情。
In Bible, they are recorded with many chapters about the story of Abraham.
在旧约创世纪里面记载了亚伯拉罕的生平。
In Old Testament, in Genesis Old Testament, and recorded Abraham's life.
而在新约呢，包括希伯来书我们刚刚所读的经文，它乃是解释亚伯拉神面前的那个生活。
In Testament include Hebrew we just read, and then it explain the life of Abraham.
圣经为什么对亚伯拉罕那样的重视呢
？And then why the Bible emphasize Abraham so much?
因为亚伯拉罕乃是信心之父。
Because Abraham is the father of faith.
在加拉太书第三章那里告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 3 tells us.
那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And then, for those who know that only those who are of faith are son of Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，你我都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are the sons of Abraham.
因为我们都是以信为本的人。
Because we are of faith.
而那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕呢，也从神一同的得福。
And if we are of faith, and we receive blessings by believing Abraham.
所以我们看见在信心这件事情上面，神要我们从亚伯拉罕身上有的学习。
And then, on the aspect of faith, the Lord wants us to learn many things from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信心生活的开始乃是在于他的蒙召。
And then, the beginning of his faithful life is based on the call of Abraham, He received the call from the Lord.
对，荣耀的神呢，他有两次向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham twice.
第一次呢，是在米索伯大米，就是加勒底的乌尔。
And the first time God appeared to Abraham is in Mesopotamia, which is the Ur of Chaldean.
对，我们看一下《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's see.Book of Acts, chapter 7.
第七章第二节，这里是斯提凡所做的见证。
Verse 2, which is Stephen testified.
他说当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索伯大米还未住哈时候荣耀的神向他显现。
Stephen says, God of glory appeared to our Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
对他说你要离开本地和亲族往我所要指示你的地方去他就离开加勒底人之地住在哈兰。
And then the Lord told Abraham, Get out of your country from your family and from your father's house and to a land that I show you. I will make you... Oh, sorry.
对，这是神第一次向亚伯拉罕显现。
That's God appeared to Abraham the first time.
是在乌尔那个地方。
It is in Ur.
好，所以呢我们观念里面稍微要有一点点更新，不是创世纪，我们很多时候以为创世纪那里呢第十二章呢是神向亚伯拉罕第一次显现。
And we have to be reminded this actually is the first time God appeared at to Abraham is at Ur.
对，好，那我们如果再翻到创世纪第十二章
，And then go to chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12.
对，这是神亚伯拉罕第二次的呼召。第二次的显现呢，它是在哈兰这个地方。
God appeared to Abraham as the second time is in Haran.
这里圣经说，耶和华对亚伯兰，也就是亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Sorry, here it says.Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
这边后面神还应许亚伯拉罕说，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And God promised Abraham, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
好，所以我们现在。不知道帮助大家更清楚的话呢，那加勒底的乌尔呢，原本在应许地的差不多东方偏北一点。
I would like to help you to make it more clearer. Ur is the east of the promised land. Okay.
对。然后哈兰呢，其实是在应许地的北边。
Haran is the north of the promised land.
因为中间呢是隔着亚拉伯的沙漠。
Okay. In the middle is the desert.
所以我们看见当神第一次向亚伯拉罕显现在乌尔的时候呢，神叫他要到神所指示他的地方去。
The first time that God appeared to Abraham, God showed him the place.
可是他们往西北走，走到哈兰这个地方，就停在那里。
And then they stopped at Haran.
所以呢，神呢在哈兰那个地方再一次向亚伯拉罕显现。
So God appeared to Abraham in Haran.
那就是创世纪第十二章这边所记载的，亚伯拉罕就从哈兰这个地方呢，就来到了神所指示他的应许地。
That's what chapter 12 recorded, and then from Haran that Abraham went to the promised land.
为什么需要第二次向亚伯拉罕显现呢
？And why God has to appear Abraham the second time?
那是因着亚伯拉罕他开始的时候他的信心并不完全。
It is because at the beginning Abraham's faith is not perfect.
因为神乃是要他离开本地，因着信亚伯拉罕离开了。
And then God asked him to get out of your country, but by faith Abraham left.
但是神要他离开本族。他却带着他的侄儿罗德与他一同离开。
But God asked him go without his family, but he took his nephew Lot.
然后神也要他离开父家，但是我们看见他却带着他的父亲与他一同离开乌尔。
God asked him to depart from your father's house, but he took his father with him.
更准确的说呢，乃是亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉。带着他们一行人离开了乌尔。
More accurately, it was his father, Terah, took the whole family, left it Ur.
而且他们又直接的到达神所指示亚的那个地方去。
They didn't go to the place that the Lord showed them.
他们在哈兰，在半路上呢的那个哈兰呢，就停在那里了。
They stayed in Haran.
这一停了，也停了蛮久的。
And they stayed there for a long time.
直到亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉死了。
Until his father Terah died.
然后神才再一次的向亚伯拉罕显现，呼召他 进到神所指示他的地方去。
Then God appeared to Abraham and then directed him to go to the promised land.
弟兄姐妹，这是亚伯拉罕信心生活的开始。
That's the beginning of Abraham's faithful life.
跟我们信心生活的开始啊、也是十分的相像。
It's similar than our life of faith.
然而，我们纵然失信，神仍是可信的。
Even though we are faithless, but God is faithful.
我们能够蒙召跟随我们的神来行走天路，这完全是神的怜悯。
If we are to follow the Lord and then walk on the pilgrim's journey, that's God's mercy.
这是就和亚伯信心生活的开始是一样的。
This is the same at the beginning of the faithful life of Abraham.
并不是因为我们比别人好。
It is not that we are better than others.
我们和亚伯拉罕一样。
We are same like Abraham.
在我们认识这位荣耀神之前，我们都是敬拜侍奉其他的偶像。
Before we know God, we worship and we serve the other gods.
不一定是看得见的偶像。
Not, maybe it's not the visible gods.
然而我们都是在那里敬拜侍奉别的神。
But we were worship and serve other gods.
然而因着神的怜悯。
But by the mercy of God,
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
神也向我们显现。
And God appeared to us too.
神借着圣灵在基督里面叫我们能够认识这位荣耀的神。
Through, by the Holy Spirit, God led us to know him.
并且他呼召我们来跟随他。
And also he calls us to come to follow him.
我记得我自己初蒙恩的时候。
I remember when I was just saved.
对于神的显现和呼召和亚伯拉罕的反应也是一样的。
Same response like Abraham and when God appeared to me or called me.
虽然是信，但是信的却不完全。
Even though I believe him, but my faith is not perfect.
虽然我将自己奉献给神。
Even though I consecrate myself to the Lord.
然而在我生活当中，有许多的事情，我还是照着自己的意思而决定。
But in my daily life, I still live on my own way.
甚至到一个地步，当遭遇到一些艰难困苦的事情。
To the point when I encounter difficulties.
感觉到实在是我力不能伸。
And then I feel I'm so weak.
我也曾经多次的来向神辞退。
And then I try to quit.
觉得说这条路实在是太难了，实在走不下去。
I told him I can't press on. It is so hard.
然而感谢神
But praise the Lord.
那按着那荣耀旨意召我们的神
The God who called us by his glorious purpose.
他定义将我们领到他所应许那个心意的里头
He pretended to take us to the place that and in his heart.
到了今天一路走来
And then and I walked all the way today.
虽然走得并不是很好
And then even though I'm not that faithful,
然而靠着主的恩典还能够继续的在这条道路上来跟随神往前
But by the grace of God, I'm still pressing on.
感谢神我们纵然失信神仍是可信的
Praise the Lord, even we are faithless, but he is faithful.
那在我们身上开始了善工的这一位神
And then the God who started the good works on us.
他也被亲自的帮将他的工作成就在我们的身上
He will accomplish his work on us.
叫我们能够成为他荣耀的见证人
And then so that we will become the glorious witnesses of him.
为此神还要借着我们的生活中的各样的事情
And then through all things surround us.
在我们身上继续的做我们
And then he will continue mold us.
就像神在亚伯拉罕身上的旨意
And then like what, how he mold Abraham.
我们看见亚伯拉罕因着信他在应许地就过一个寄居的生活。
By faith, Abraham lived in the promised land as a stranger.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕也带领他到了迦南地之后。
And then after Abraham went to Canaan.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在迦南地他就为神筑了一座坛。
And then he built an altar for God.
借这个祭坛他在那里来敬拜侍奉那位召他的神
And then he served and worshipped the Lord who called him.
同时他也过一个住在帐篷里的生活
And then he lived a life, just live in a tent.
亚伯拉罕在应许地的生活主要就借着这两件事情来表明
And then through these two things that to show us the life of Abraham in the promised land.
一件就是竹坛
One is he built altars.
一件就是住帐篷。
And another is he lived in tent.
以法借着烛坛来献祭呢，他来与神亲近。
By offering himself through the altar, and then he come close to the.
这是亚伯拉罕所过的一个祭坛的生活。
That is the life of the altar.
另一方面，他也借着住在帐篷里来表明他在这世上不过是客旅，是寄居的。
And then through living in tent, that shows that his life on the earth, it's just like a stranger.
一个过信心生活的人，在他的里面，在他的一生中间当中呢，一定有祭坛的。
And then a person who lives in a faithful life, it must have an altar in his life.
换句话说，他是一个呼求神的人。
And in another word, and then he cried out.To the Lord.
他是一个与神有交通的人。
He has fellowship with the Lord.
他是一个奉献的人。
He consecrates himself to the Lord.
他是一个与天有连结的人。
He has connection with heaven.
因为没有，如果没有祭坛的话，
without altar,
他就没有办法过信心的生活。
And there's no way he can live this faith.
早晨在波饼聚会中，我们有弟兄姐妹已经这样的祷告。
In our communion service, some brothers and sisters have prayed.
我们信心的锚不是抛在我们自己的身上。
The anchor of our faith is not on ourselves.
我们信心的锚乃是抛在那位为我们信心创始成终的主身上。
But the anchor of our faith is on, the Lord, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
对，弟兄姐妹，这是我们信心的生活。
That is our life of faith.
不是依靠我们自己。
It is not by ourselves.
乃是依靠我们的主。
But we trust in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，每一位基督徒都应该过一个信心的生活。
Each Christian should live a life of faith.
在我们的生活当中都应该有祭坛。
And then we do need altar in our lives.
唯有借着祭坛，我们才能够来到神的面前。
We can come to the Lord only through the altar.
唯有借着祭坛，我们才能够与神亲近。
We only come close to the Lord, through the altar.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们早晨一同围绕在主的桌子面前所表明的一个见证。
And that is the testimony that this morning we come sit around the table of the Lord.
乃是靠着那祭坛上神的羔羊被献上，才能够叫我们坦然无惧的来到圣洁公义荣耀神的面前。
And through the Lamb who was sacrificed on the altar, that we can come before His mercy seat boldly.
弟兄姐妹，不仅是主日我们过着祭坛的生活，
Not only we live in this life of altar on Sundays, not the Lord's days.
我们每天的生活都应当是一个祭坛的生活。
So do our daily life.
这祭坛的生活表明我们乃是靠着信心来过生活。
The life of the altar, it means that we live by faith.
我记得年长弟兄江立兄，他常常在他的信息当中他提这么一个问题。
I remember Brother Kong used to ask a question.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒若不是过信心生活，若不是凭着信靠神来生活，那我们是过什么样的生活呢？
And then what life we will live if we do not live by faith?
也就是说，我们若不信靠神，那我们信靠谁呢？
If we do not trust the Lord, and who do we trust?
姐妹，这是我们每天生活真真实实的一个情形。
That's the reality in our life.
我们何等需要在我们生活当中有祭坛。
And how do we need an altar in our life?
所以圣经给我们看见亚伯拉罕一生当中，他也筑了前后筑了四座的祭坛。
The Bible tells us Abraham built four altars.
就是他在迦南应许地所过的那个寄居的生活，他从头到尾离不开这个祭坛。
It's in the pilgrim journey in Canaan, from the beginning to the end, and then he builds altars.
这个祭坛在信心生活的当中是连续不断的。
And the altar needs to be unceasing.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是过一个祭坛的生活呢？
Do we have a life of altar?
我们是不是每一天将自己的身体献上当作活祭呢？
Do we offer our living sacrifice every day?
我们是不是让神在我们每天生活当中有他的主权呢？
Do we let God has the sovereignty in our life?
我们是不是每一天借着祭坛来亲近神，来到神的面前来讨他的喜悦？
Do we come before the Lord and draw near to him and please him through the altar?
弟兄姐妹，祭坛是我们生活中不可缺少的。
The altar is a must in our life.
另一方面，我们看见亚伯拉罕在 应许地的寄居生活，它也是一个住帐篷的一个生活。
And then on the other hand, the journey that Abraham in Canaan is the life of living in a tent.
帐篷简单的说，就是一个寄居的生活。
A tent is means it's a sojourner's life.
我们看见，当我们要去去野外去住帐篷的时候。
When we go out camping,
我想我们不会把所有家当全部带去的。
We will not take everything we have in our house.
因为我们知道那不过是暂时的。
We know that's temporarily.
我们去那里不过是住几天而已。
We just go there for a couple of days.
那帐篷所在的地方不是我们的家。
The place, the tent is, it's not our home.
兄姐妹过帐篷的生活就表明了我们在这世上是寄居的，是做客的。
A life of a tent, it shows that our life on earth, it's just we are sojourners.
这叫我们能够活出一个属天生活的一个光景。
And then we can live in a pilgrim life journey.
许多时候我们看见这个世界啊，好像要叫我们这些信主的人呢，扎根在这个地上。
And many times this world, it seems want us to be rooted in this world.
然而一个神信心的见证人。
And a testimony of the Lord.
我们的根不应当扎在地上。
We should not root on the earth.
不应当扎在这个世界上。
We should not rooted in this world.
因为我们的家乃是在天上。
Because our home is in heaven.
所以我们看见一个信心的生活
，We see that a faithful life，
它乃是让我们看见一个住帐篷的一个生活
，And it's a life that we live in a tent，
为了这短暂的事物生活
，We do not live for temporary things，
我们乃是为着那在天上存到永远的而生活
，But we live in heaven that is that it will be last forever.
所以这祭坛和帐篷就表明了信心生活的那个标记。
And then altar and tent is the mark of a faithful life.
这是在我们基督徒生活当中，就是我们要为主成为主的见证人的身上所必须要看见的两个标记。
This is the two signs that we will see that people who would like to testify for the Lord.
如果我们读创世纪第十二章往下看的话，我们就看见亚伯拉罕这个在应许地的寄居生活呢，也是有许多的起起伏伏。
And then we see from Genesis chapter 12 that Abraham's life has ups and downs.
他有时候信心是刚强的，有时候信心就软弱下去了。
Sometimes he has faith, sometimes and he failed.
当他看环境的时候
，Look at the surroundings.
当他看见在应许地里面有饥荒的时候
，When he sees the famine,
我们看见带着他的一家就下到埃及去了。
And then he took his whole family, went down to Egypt.
那个就不是一个信心的生活。
That is not a life of faith.
那个就不是一个祭坛。应该有的生活。
That is not a life that of an altar.
但我们看见神的慈爱和怜悯并不离开他所招的人。
But we know God's mercy and grace did not depart from the people that He called.
所以神就把亚伯拉罕从埃及地又领回到应许地。
And then God and then take Abraham to the promised land from Egypt.
在那里呢，亚伯拉罕就在原来的地方呢，他又筑了一座坛来。献祭敬拜神。
Then Abraham built another altar to offer sacrifice to the Lord.
所以我们看见，当亚伯拉罕在祭坛上来敬拜神的时候
，When we see Abraham to worship the Lord on the altar，
我们看见他的信心又被神带到另一个高处。
And then see his face, and then it will be lifted to another point.
因为就应许他说他的子孙要像天上的星那么多，如同海边的沙那样的无数。
God promised him that his descendant will be like the stars in the skies and the sands on the seashore.
姐妹，那个时候亚伯拉罕他还没有孩子。
And then Abraham haven't have a child yet.
在感谢神，亚伯拉罕他信神所说对他说的话。
But praise the Lord, Abraham believed that what Lord told him.
所以他就被神称义了。
So that he was justified by the Lord.
我们看见他的信心啊，他的信心又被神恢复到更高之处。
And then we see his faith was restored by God, and then to the highest point.
我们如果记得的话，在那个地方呢，有一次呢，那个有四个王跟五个王，他们在那里打仗。
If we remember, there was a war between the four kings and five kings.
结果那个亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德呢，他就被人家掳去了。
And his nephew Lot was captured by them.
那时候在亚伯拉罕的家里面，大概有300多个他的那个人。
There were like more than 300 servants at his house.
他们不是士兵哦，他们是在亚伯拉罕家里是做仆人的。
They're servants, they're not soldiers.
然后我们看见亚伯拉罕的信心。
But we will see his faith.
他知道他征战的得胜和力量乃是在乎神。
He know the strengths and then the ability that he go to the battle. It's based on the Lord.
他带着这300多个人啊，他家里面的人啊，就去追赶那个四个王的军队。
And then he took this 300 people and then they chase the enemies, I mean the soldiers from the kings, the four kings.
然后把那么强大的军队啊给打败了，把罗德给救回来了。
And then he won the battle, and then he took Lot back.
然后呢，我们看见，再过不久呢，他的信心又软弱下去了。
And then he was weak again.
因为呢，那个神虽然应许他说子孙啊要像天上的星、海边的沙那么的多。
Even though God promised his descendant will be like the earth and the sky and the sands and the
shore. 可是过了十年啊，一个影子都没有。
But after 10 years, there's nothing happened.
弟兄姐妹，这时候怎么办呢？
And then what can he do?
我们看见亚伯拉罕的信心又软弱一点。
And then we see his faith and then drop.
他就听了他妻子撒拉的建议。
And then he take the suggestion from Sarai.
就说啊，那我们得要帮神帮忙。
Let us help God.
因为神说我们要有孩子的。
Because God promised us we will have a child.
现在过了十年还没有孩子。
And then we don't even have one after 10 years.
那我们也生不出来。
And then we pass the age.
那你就跟我的使女夏甲呢，就帮神啊生一个孩子出来好了。
And then why don't you have a child with my servant maid Hagar?
我们看见当人的信心软弱的时候
，We see when our faith declines.
人要用自己的方法，用自己的手。要来帮神的忙
，and they try to help God by their own way.
结果就生出了以实玛利。
Then they have Ishmael.
我们看见这个以实玛利一生出来之后
，We know after Ishmael was born,
这亚伯拉罕信心的生活就落在一个黑暗里头。
And then Abraham's life of faith and then fall into a darkness.
他与神就不再有交通了。
And then he has no fellowship with God.
而且这个以实玛利到后面。好几个世代呢，都成为神百姓的那个难处。
And then Ishmael later on in couple of centuries become the hindrance of God's people.
就是到今天，以实玛利的后裔仍然是神百姓的一个难处。
And then the descendant of Ishmael today, it's still the bring difficulties to God's people.
来感谢赞美神。
Then praise the Lord.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他是怜悯的。
And then he's merciful.
他再次来向亚伯拉罕显现。
He appeared to Abraham again.
他来提亚伯拉罕说：“你要在我的面前做完全的人。”
And then he reminded Abraham that you need to make perfect before me.
提醒亚伯拉罕说：“虽然你的信心生活还是起起伏伏。”
He reminded even your life it has ups and downs.
然而我在你身上的工作还没有做完。
But I haven't finish the work on you.
我还要继续的在你的身上来完成我的工作。
I have finished my work on you.
在那里，神就把亚伯拉罕的名字给改了。
Then God changed his name.
因为他本来叫亚伯兰。
His name was Abraham.
神就说你不要再叫亚伯兰。
Do not call you're not Abraham anymore.
你要叫亚伯拉罕。
I will call you Abraham.
这原文的意思就是讲到你是众人的父。
It means you are the father of the multitudes.
我们看见感谢赞美神。
And then praise the Lord.
虽然在那时候亚伯拉罕还没有能够看见神所应许的。
Even though Abraham didn't see what God promised him.
然后他的信心被神给恢复了。
But his faith was restored.
他相信神所。
He believed what God had told him.
他相信神是那始无变有叫死人复的神。
He believed that God has turned into things, and then he can resurrect people from death.
保罗在罗马书特别的提到这件事情。
And then Paul mentioned this in Romans.
那亚伯拉罕所信的神
，God that Abraham believed,
是那始无变有。
and then can turn things from nothing.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉已经不能生育了。
Abraham and Sarah, they passed the age to conceive.
他们已经没有条件可以生孩子了。
And there is no way for them to bear a child.
然后在这个时候，他们相信神是那使无变有的神。
But they believe that God can make them have a child.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉看看自己的身体，如同已死的一般。
When they looked themselves, they look like they're already dead.
然而他们相信神是那叫死人复活的神。
But they believe that Lord can resurrect the dead.
所以因着亚伯拉罕的信。
By the faith of Abraham.
他相信神所说的。
And he believed what God told him.
我们看见以撒就按着神所说的那个时候就生下了。
We know, and then there was Isaac.
这是给我们看见亚伯拉罕在应许地的那个寄居的生活。
We see this is the sojourner's life Abraham had in the promised land.
我们看见那召他的神是何等的信实，何等的有怜悯。
And then we see how faithful and merciful the God who called him.
借着祭坛，亚伯拉罕一次又一次的能够回到神的面前，与神有一个亲密的交通。
And Abraham has the close relationship with God again and again through altar.
借着住在帐篷里，亚伯拉罕在迦南地的居民面前，他显出一个与世界分别的见证。
Through the life of tent, and he has the testimony that before the people who lived around him.
他能够向迦南的居民见证这位神是何等荣耀、信实、有能力的神。
And then before the Canaanites, and he will testify and how grateful, merciful God is.
兄弟妹，这也应该是你我。是寄居所的生活。
This is a life that you and I should live.
我们借着钉十字架的耶稣。
And then through Jesus who were crucified on the cross.
借着从死里复活的主耶稣。
And then through Jesus who resurrected from death.
因着他的血和他的身体，为我们开了这一条又新又活的路。
Because this living and this a new and living way through his body and his blood.
对。叫我们能够坦然无惧地来到父神的施恩宝座前。
So we can come to the mercy seat of our God without fear.
得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
Receive mercy and find help in time of troubles.
兄姐妹是随时的帮助。
And this is the help in time of need.
不是一个礼拜一次的帮助。
It is not the help once a week.
兄姐妹，我们何等需要这样常常来亲近我们的神。
And how do we need come close to the Lord?
同姐妹，我们若是能够这样来过我们信心的生活。
If we live a life of faith like this.
我们的信能够常常的活在神前。
By faith, we will live before God.
同姐妹，我们在世人中间就能够显出那个荣耀的见证。
And then we will bring a glorious testimony among people.
我们能够看见我们所追求的不是这暂时的。
And then we will see what we are pursuing on is not temporary.
我们所追求的不是那必要朽坏的。
What we pursue is not corrupted.
我们所追求的乃是那存在天上的。
What we pursue it will be last in heaven.
是存到永远的。
It will last forever.
是神所经营所建造的那座城。
It is the city that God built and God built.
就是基督丰满的荣耀。
And that is the glory of Christ.
这姐妹，那是我们永远的家。
And that is our eternal home.
我们感谢神，亚伯拉罕因着信，他远远看见了。
Praise the Lord, by faith, Abraham see it from afar.
所以我们看见在地上的许多事情就不在那里来吸引亚伯拉罕。
So that we see many on the earth will have no attraction to Abraham.
不在那里来叫亚伯拉罕。
It will not disturb his life.
见那应许地的那个丰盛。
And then we see the abundance in the promised land.
就在当时在属地的眼光来看的话。
In a worldly perspective.
我们看见他就让他的侄儿罗德他去先去选。
And he led a lot and to pick first.
那罗德就选了那个很好的那个平原啊。
So Lot and then picked the plain.
那罗德呢他也选择了那个索多玛俄摩拉哈。那个最繁华的地方去居住。
And Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah, which is the very prospective city to live.
亚伯拉罕因着信，他仍然过一个住在帐篷里的生活。
By faith, Abraham still lived in tent.
我插出来说一点点事情。
And I will have something.
我都记得以前在工作的时候。
When I work.
在办公室里头啊，你就发现这个同事呢都是专业的人士啊。
And then in my office, my colleagues, they are all professionals.
但很多时候你看见他们在那里争来争去。
But many times, thank you.
争什么呢？
What do they for?
就是争办公室。
They fight for office.
在我最后上班的公司。
At the company I worked at the last time.
那个办公室的时候呢是非常的这个奢华的。
And it's very luxurious.
据他们说啊，那个办公室的那个玻璃啊，一片玻璃啊，$5,000。
And then we were told that one glass will cost $5,000.
$5,000. 因为那玻璃呢是特别，好像是从欧洲进口的。
Because that glass was imported from Europe.
它是没有那个窗帘的。
And with you don't need a curtain.
那你需要有隐私的时候呢，你就按一个按钮呢，那个玻璃中间啊就会被那个蒸汽给充满了，就成为那个帘子。
When you need privacy, you can push a button, and then the glass will come with steams, and then you have your.
这个是岔开来说的。
This is something.
所以那时候就发现同事们就在争那个谁坐办公室，谁坐 cubicle。
Okay. My colleagues, they were fighting who will take the office, who will take the cubicle.
后来没多久，公司破产了。
Then later our company went bankruptcy.
那许多那个本来争到那个办公室的人啊，通通都搬出来坐外面做 cubicle.
Okay, all the people who were sit in the office and then they all went out to sit in the cubicle.
弟兄姐妹，这是世人在意的事情。
This is what the worldly people care.
这是我们。在意的事吗？
Do we care about those?
我们的心有被这些的事物给摸着吗？
And then, do our hearts be touched by all those things?
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要在世上过一个住帐篷的生活？
How do we need the life of a tent while we live here?
那我们看见我们在这个属地的生活里面。
Let us see in this earthly life.
有许多的事情啊。不是那么重要的。
Many things are not so important.
它很快就过去的。
Pass away.
它不过就是暂时的。
It's temporary.
然后我们愿不愿意在这样一个愿的这个那个年日里头
？And do we well in those limited days?
我们来竭力追求那存到永远的。
And let us press on to the things that will last forever.
就神为我们所预备的那个奖赏。
And that is the prize that the Lord has prepared for us.
姐妹，我们需要常常来亲近主。
And we need come close to the Lord.
我们需要常常求主来开我们里面的眼睛。
We need ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
叫我们能够因着信，我们能够看见亚伯拉罕和其他见证人他们所看见的。
So by faith we will see what Abraham and other witnesses what they have seen.
叫我们就能够轻看。这至暂至轻的事情。
And so we will despise those things who have weight on the earth.
好叫我们能够得着那神所召我们要得着的那个奖赏。
So that we will receive the prize that the Lord have given to us.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他因着信神所应许的。
By faith that Abraham believed that God promised to him.
亚撒生下来。
And then he had Isaac.
然而神在他身上。的做还没有完成。
Then God's work hasn't finished yet.
神对亚伯拉罕最后的一个试验。
And God has the last test to Abraham.
也是亚伯拉罕信心生活的那个最高峰。
And that is the high point of Abraham's faith.
就是神要他将以撒献上。
God wanted him to sacrifice.
不是献以实玛利。
It is not offer Ishmael.
乃是要献以撒。
But Isaac.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道以撒是神在亚伯拉罕。年老了以后才赐给他的。
We all know Isaac is the son that God gave to him when Abraham was very old.
是亚伯拉罕和他妻子已经不能生育的时候，神才赐给他们的。
And that is the son that God gave to him when they have the when they have passed the age to have a son.
以撒不是亚伯拉罕跟神要来的。
And then Isaac is not Abraham asked for.
以撒是神自己。要赐给亚伯拉罕。
God gave Isaac to Abraham.
神明明地告诉亚伯拉罕说，他与他所立的约也在以身上。
And then God promised Abraham, the covenant I have with you is on Isaac.
也就是说，神对亚伯拉罕所有的应许 都要借着以撒来成就。
In another word, all the promises that God have to Abraham, it will be through Isaac.
可是到了以撒差不多二十岁的时候
，When Isaac is about 20 years old,
神却要亚伯拉罕把以撒当作燔祭献上。
God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering.
对，那燔祭的意思就是说要把这个祭牲要杀了，而且要烧了。
The burnt offering means you have to kill the animal and then you have to burn it.
不是 animal 哈，是
sacrifice
是亚伯拉罕所爱的以撒。
Is Isaac.
这个试验就叫亚伯拉罕在他的思想、情感和意志上受到最严峻的一个考验。
This is the very severe test of Abraham's mind, emotion, and will.
在亚伯拉罕的思想里头，他可以向神这么说。
In Abraham's mind, he can argue with the Lord.
神啊，是我要的，是你自己给我的。
I didn't ask for him. It is you give it to me.
现在你却要将以撒收回去。
Now you want get him back?
那没有了以撒，神啊，你的应许如何成就呢？
Without Isaac, how you can let your promise be accomplished?
没有了以撒，神啊，你的约怎么办呢？
Without Isaac, what about your covenant, God?
我们看见亚伯拉罕可以跟神讲，没有了以撒，你的应许就通通落空了。
Abraham can tell the Lord, without Isaac, your promise will be in vain.
这完全没有道理。
This is nonsense.
那在情感上面
，In emotion，
亚伯拉罕他知道神爱以撒。
And then Abraham know that God loves Isaac.
亚伯拉罕他更知道他自己深深爱神所赐给他的以撒。
And Abraham knows he loved Isaac too.
在过去二十年的年日里头
，In the past 20 years，
我相信在亚伯拉罕的记忆里，不知道有多少和以撒。以撒的那个美好时光。
And then I think Abraham's memory has many moments that he has the life with Isaac.
在亚伯拉罕的心中，在他的爱里面，他是不可能舍得将以撒当作燔祭来献上。
In Abraham's heart, he was not willing to offer Isaac as a burnt offering.
那我们感谢神。然而，在意志的上面，亚伯拉罕他没有照着自己的意思。
In terms of will.Abraham didn't do it according to his own will.
他相信这位召他的神知道他自己在做什么事。
He believed.
兄姐妹，许多时候主允许一些环境临到我们。
Many times God.Allows things come to us.
叫我们无论是在我们的思想上，在人上，都叫我们十分的为难。
And then we are in difficulties in our mind and emotion.
因为我们实在不知道神为什么允许这样的事情临到我们。
Because we don't know why God allows things happen to us.
然后弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕因着信
，But by faith, Abraham.
他相信神知道他在做什么。
He believed that God knows what he's doing.
而亚伯拉罕知道他唯一的责任。
And then Abraham knows his only responsibility.
就是顺服。
Is to obey.
照着神所吩咐的来将以撒献上。
According to what God told him, he sacrificed Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神还能够使以撒从死里复活。
Because Abraham believed that God will resurrect Isaac from death.
所以当亚伯拉罕要举起刀杀以撒的时候
，And then when he the moment when he tried to kill Isaac.
兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕不是做做样子而已。
He did not just try to and just pretend.
他真的要拿刀将以撒杀了。
And he easily tried to kill Isaac.
所以我们看见神要两次的来阻止他。
And then we know that God stopped him twice.
因为神是鉴察人心的神。
Because God knows our exams our hearts.
神知道在那个时候亚伯拉罕的信心已经完全了。
And then God knows Abraham's faith is perfect.
他深信神能够成就他所应许的。
He believed God will accomplish what he promised.
这也是为什么在雅各书里面告诉我们说亚伯拉罕称义。也因着他的行为。
This is why in Book of James it tells us Abraham justified by works.
乃是说到亚伯拉罕的信心，因着他顺服神，将以撒献上，当作燔祭，得以完全。
And then his faith made perfect through and he offered Isaac.
对，弟兄姐妹，这也是在我们信心生活当中一个非常重要的一个试验。
This is an important test in our life.
就能够因着信
，by faith，
我们能够完全的顺服神。
So we can completely to obey to the Lord.
不讲理由。
And we will not reasoning.
不看环境。
We will not look at the surroundings.
只相信神是神。
And we only believe God is God.
我们看见神就能够将我们的信心能够制作到一个完全的地步。
And then we know that God will make our faith to be perfect.
这是亚伯拉罕信心生活的最高峰。
And that is the highlight of Abraham's faithful life.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们如何在我们在世的日子里头来讨神的喜悦呢
？And how do we please God in our worldly life?
有首诗歌就告诉我们。
There is one song tells us.
我们要讨神的喜悦。
If we want to please the Lord.
没有别的。
There is no other way.
就是信而顺从。
And then we trust and obey.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们的信心不单单只是在一个头脑的知识。
May our faith not only head knowledge.
愿我们的信心乃是能够体现在我们真实的生活里头。
May our faith be manifested in our daily life.
就是借着顺服神的话语。
Through obedience.
借着顺服神的命令。
And then through obey the commandment of the Lord.
所以今天神也要借着我们周遭各样的环境。
Through all the circumstances that Lord have it to us.
渐渐地把我们能够制作成为一般活在神心意里的人。
He will mold us to be a people who will live in His will.
叫我们能够单单为着神的心意而活。
So that we only live for His will.
叫我们能够在这个幕后一个世代里头能够成为神荣耀的见证人。
At the end of the times, we will become the glorious testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等荣耀的托付。
How glorious trust it is.
荣耀的神把他自己的见证托付给你我。
The God of glory and entrusted his own testimony to us.
虽然我们软弱。
We're weak.
虽然我们卑微。
Even though we're low.
然而神许我们。
But God has promised to us.
必成就这事。
He will accomplish.
愿我们能够来答应神的呼召。
May we answer his call.
愿我们能够因着那在我们前面历世历代的见证人。
And then because all the witnesses before us.
我们看见他们虽然没有得着神所应许他们的。
Even though they didn't receive what God promised them.
他们却一个一个的得着了神喜悦他们的名证。
But they received the witnesses that pleased God.
也就是说，神能够指着这一个一个的信心的见证人。
God will point all these witnesses of faith.
神说我是他的神。
And God will say, I am God.
我是他的神。
I'm a God of them.
我是他的神。
I'm God of them.
神可以向这个世界来宣告说
God can declare to the world.
这是我的见证人。
They are my witness.
这里还有一个我的见证人。
And here is a witness of.
无论神把我们安排在什么样的环境里。
No matter what circumstance God put us in.
神能够在那个环境里头。
In that circumstance.
能够向仇敌说。
And then he can boast to his enemy.
我的见证人。
This is my witness.
弟兄姐妹，我们算什么？
And who we are, brothers and sisters.
神还给我们有这样一个恩典。
God have such grace to us.
叫我们能够与那历世历代的见证人一同来得着神所应许的。
And we will receive the promise with all the saints from generation.
就是神要借着他的教会。
And through his church.
借着基督的身体。
Through the body of Christ.
来彰显他那丰满的荣耀。
It will manifest his glory.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们能够效法亚伯拉罕。
And let us to imitate Abraham.
我们答应主的呼召。
We answer the call of the Lord.
叫我们能够在甘愿在这个世上过一个寄居的生活。
That is willing to live a life of a tent.
因为神已经为我们预备了那更美好的家。
Because God has prepared us a better home.
这个家是神亲自建造的。
And then God himself built that home.
是神亲自经营的。
And then he made that home.
愿神也常常用他的爱来激励我们。
May God constrain us by His love.
不仅在主日的早晨。
Not only in Sunday mornings.
更在每天的早晨。
I hope in the day's morning.
主那舍命的大爱激励我们。
His giving life, love encourages.
叫我们借着祭坛在神面前更新我们的奉献。
And let us to renew our consequences on the altar.
直到我们能够将我们心中所最爱的也来奉献给我们的神。
Until we can offer God the, something that treasures us the most.
当我们在这条属天道路上跟随主往前的时候
When we press on this pilgrim journey,
我们也求主常常开启我们里面的眼睛
We ask the Lord enlighten our inner eyes
叫我们能够看见这位荣耀的神
Let us to see the God of glory
叫我们能够看见那爱我们的主耶稣
And then we will see the Lord who loves us so much
好叫我们越过越认识我们的神
So that the more, the longer we live, the more we know Him
越过越经历我们的神
And the more we live, the more we experience Him
我们渐渐地被神改变成主的样
Little by little, we'll be transformed to the image of Him
叫神在我们身上能够得他喜悦我们的
And that God will receive testimonies that is please Him
就是我们成为神荣耀的一个见证人
That is, we will become His glorious testimony
愿神祝福他自己的话语
May Lord bless His own words
那我们再低头有一点祷告
Let's bow and pray
主我们何等的感谢赞美你
Lord, how we thank and praise you.
主你向着我们的心意是何等的美好
And then how wonderful is your heart desire towards us
主你爱我们爱我们到底
You love us and will love us to the end
主你救我们要把我们救到完全的地步
You save us, you will save us to the end
为着这个心意
For your heart desire
主你把你自己独生爱子都舍了
Then you have sacrificed your only begotten son
为了这个心意
For your will.
主在十字架上成就了完备的救恩。
And then our Lord accomplished the perfect salvation on the cross.
主啊，今天我们在你面前，我们怎么能够失败呢？
Or how dare do we?
主怎么还能够软弱？
How can we weak again?
主愿你舍命的大爱天天激励我们。
May your love constrain us.
时刻的激励我们。
And constrain us in every moment.
主啊，叫我们不再为自己而活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
主啊，叫我们能够为着你而活
so we'll live for you.
为着你荣耀的心意而活
and then for the purpose of your
glory 愿我们再将自己当作活祭来献给你
so we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice
主把我们心中一切所爱的都来献给你
we offer all that which is contained in our hearts
主愿你早晨得着我们的全人得着我们的全心
may you receive our whole being our whole hearts
叫你的心意早日在我们身上得着成就
and then may your will be accomplished on us
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神
we give all the honor and glory to God which
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名
we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.